My family would not allow us when we were children to read or own comic books. So I grew up with no Spider-Man, no Batman, no Sergeant Slaughter. If we wanted to read those, we had to go to the barber shop or to our friend's house. But what we were allowed to do was we were allowed to read the Sunday comics. And this was a big experience in our family, and one which I remember very clearly, sitting with my father and reading Peanuts or the other comics that had appeared. And usually it was the Sunday comics, so they were in color. It was a great, great experience. And I remember one time that I was reading it, and I don't remember all that went before, but the very last panel was two characters, and one character said to the other, "The squeaky wheel gets the grease." And I asked my father, "What does this expression mean, the squeaky wheel gets the grease?" And so he explained it to him, and we talked a little bit about problem solving and how you call attention and how an axle in the Old West, the wheels were made of wood and they would squeak, and so you'd put some bear grease on the axle and that would stop it from squeaking. So the squeaky wheel gets the grease. I went to college several times. The third time I tried college was at Harding University in Searcy, Arkansas. Harding is a very small school, much smaller than Loyola. It's a very conservative school. And it was a type of school where certain majors were held in greater esteem than other majors. And the major which had the most esteem at Harding University was if you were a Bible major. And I was a Bible major. And you could tell Bible majors because we had to learn Greek and Hebrew, and the way you learned Greek and Hebrew was by memorizing these long lists of vocabulary words, and what you did was you would write out the vocabulary words on little index cards, and then you got a ring, and you put your index cards on the ring, and then you would wear that on your belt. Everyone knew if you had that on your belt, you were a Bible major. Right? Well, I was not a very good Bible major. One year, my senior year, right before getting ready to graduate, at Thanksgiving, I was taking a Hebrew class that fall semester. And at Thanksgiving, I realized that I had accumulated about a 40 or 45 as a grade for the course. So what I decided to do was, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, I called my professor. Now, Harding is in a small town. You could still find professors' names in the white pages. So I called him during Thanksgiving dinner and said, "Professor Powell, this is Arthur Sutherland. I'm in your Hebrew class. I'm not doing very well in it. I have about a 45 for an average. What do you think I can do to pass the course?" And he said to me, between bites of turkey, "If you get an 85 on the final, I will give you a D for the class." So I thought, well, that's not a bad deal. He could have said something worse. So I decided that I was going to get an 85 on the final and pass the course with a D. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. So I just made up my mind I was going to study. One way I did this was the cafeteria opened at 7:30 in the morning, so at 7 o'clock I would go early, and I would use that 30 minutes before they opened the doors to study my Hebrew. I was not very good in Hebrew, and my usual translation went something like this. Moses led the animals into the ark. No, Arthur. Noah, right? Noah. Abraham went into the lion's den. No. Daniel went into the lion's den. So, but I studied 30 minutes every morning before breakfast. I found an hour in the afternoon where I could study. And I just studied and studied and studied. The end of the semester comes. It's time for finals. I walk into the finals and I said to myself, I don't know how well I'm going to do, but I know I've done my best here. I look at the exam, and the first bit of good news is that the exam is multiple choice. So I don't have to figure out what's wrong, I just have to figure out what's not right. So I fill in the answers, and I turn it in, and he says to the class, "All right, I'm going to grade the exams, and I will post the grades on my door at 2 o'clock. Now, this was in the old days, you know, back when the crust of the earth was just beginning to cool. And professors were allowed to post grades, right, on the door. And so I went by at 2:20. I didn't want to be too eager to look for my grade. And he's alphabetized them by initials, right? I guess that was the Privacy Act by initials, right? So I go all the way down, and then I find AS, right? And I go across, and the first mark there is the mark for the final, right? I go across, and I see it says 84. Well, there's another column. I go across, and this is the column for the final grade for the semester, and that one says D. I remembered reading those comic books, and I remembered the squeaky wheel gets the grease. But I also, in that moment, remembered that it's not so much about protests. It's not so much about complaining. It's not even so much about the solutions that you find in life. It's also about grace. Thank you.